But statutory and parliamentary mechanisms, important as they are, do not by themselves provide the continuous public visibility that a reconstruction program of this scale requires. And that is where JAMROC comes in. It adds independent, public-facing scrutiny. Its conclusions must be its own, and its reports must reach the Jamaican people directly and unfiltered. So there are two layers now. We would consider one to be the statutory. They have timelines to be met and particular procedures to follow in how that accountability is done. But you could say that JAMROC is the real-time accountability and the direct accountability to the people. And in a sense, you could also say it is the independent accountability.